Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1996. Couples Finances, What to Do If You Don't Agree, by Shannon McNay with GoodFinancialSense.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is actually one of multiple shows in our network covering different topics. So if you like the idea of this show, be sure to search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this and check out our others. But for now, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Couples Finances, What to Do If You Don't Agree, by Shannon McNay with GoodFinancialSense.com. If you're married or in a serious relationship, then you've probably already heard all the advice about how to manage your finances together. Communicate, create goals together, don't hide information from each other. This advice all sounds easy to do, and it's certainly easy to give. But people aren't perfect, and neither are relationships. So what should you do if you simply can't see eye to eye with your partner on your finances? Defeat defeatism. It can be a scary moment when you and your partner first realize that you don't see eye to eye on your finances. You might see him or her in a whole different light. How could your seemingly logical fiancé really believe that she should go shopping every month? How can your normally frugal husband think it's okay to purchase lunch out every day? See what I mean? First, try to suspend judgment. We all have something in life that we like to do that isn't logical. I, for example, refuse to buy lunch out every day. But if a long day calls for an afternoon mocha from a local coffee shop, I'm probably not going to say no. So rather than think that this disagreement is a bad sign for your relationship, remember that we all have little splurges that don't always make sense. It doesn't make us bad people, it just makes us people. Once you let go of judgment, then the defeatist attitude should drift away as well. You and your partner probably don't agree on which food to buy, what music to listen to, and what kind of house to live in. Most likely, some sort of compromise has to come into play on all of your decisions. So too, compromise needs to happen in the financial talks. Forget the what and ask each other why. Now that judgment and defeatism are out of the way, you and your partner can sit down and have a few honest talks. Yes, I did mean to write talks in plural. As nice as it would be to come to an agreement at once, it probably won't happen. It might take several months to really understand where the other person is coming from. The fact that you're listening is what's important. The most important aspect of listening to each other is not just asking what your partner thinks, but also asking why. If your husband wants to put all of your bills on a credit card each month, it could be that he thinks it's worth paying off the balance each month and gaining rewards. That doesn't mean you have to agree with this idea. It just means that you should not assume he thinks it's okay to rack up debt. Again, you likely won't reach a compromise during the first talk, so just open up the conversation and seek answers from each other to get closer to an understanding. Step outside of your own shoes. When you've been in a long relationship, it can be very easy to forget that you and your partner come from different backgrounds. You two have been building a life together for so long that your background may feel like a distant memory. But boy, does that stuff come up during disagreements. For example, you might nearly faint when you hear about your girlfriend's student loan debt for the first time. However, if her family couldn't afford to pay for college, then it might make more sense why this debt was necessary. Your partner could also wonder why you have the financial philosophy you do. When you and your partner have your money talks and ask the ever-important why, just remember to put yourself in your partner's shoes so you can meet his or her most important needs in the compromise. Forgive past mistakes and prevent future ones. True difficulty can come when financial mistakes have already been made. Maybe your partner slipped up on the budget you both set. Perhaps you kept some financial secrets from your partner and they started to snowball. Whatever the case may be, a relationship has to be a place of openness, honesty, and trust. That means in finance too. If a mistake has happened and your partner is committed to ensuring it doesn't happen again, then move forward together. Just like your relationship, let your financial philosophy evolve. A relationship must evolve as each individual grows, so it should come as no surprise that your couple's financial plan should evolve as well. You two should check in on your plan, progress, and goals regularly to make sure you're still on the same page. This not only helps you reach your goals, but it's a great way to check in on each other's financial philosophy. For example, years of working together on finances could bring a couple together who used to be total opposites on the financial spectrum. That's the beauty of having multiple talks and accepting that you won't necessarily understand each other the first time. You almost have to experience ups and downs together to see your partner's point of view more clearly. Planning finances on your own is hard enough. When you add another person into the mix, well, let's just say it isn't always smooth sailing. Realize it's okay that planning your finances together might get frustrating, confusing, and maybe even a little upsetting. But with open communication and compromise, there's a good chance that you'll be able to grow together and see eye to eye. You just listened to the post titled Couples Finances, What to Do If You Don't Agree by Shannon McNay with GoodFinancialSense.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. The main thing that I got out of this article was the importance of aligning with your partner when it comes to finances. I've been talking a lot to my Midwestern gentleman about money and the implications of merging our households last year. Now, as someone who talks about money every single day, I have the benefit of being desensitized to the taboo around this subject matter. I think money is such a sensitive topic because many people carry a lot of shame around it. We're taught that it's a very private thing, and ultimately, it's a reflection of what we value. If there's a discrepancy between what we say we value and what we're spending our money on, that can create a very uncomfortable dynamic with our partners. Money is also a form of independence, so having to negotiate with another person regarding money can create a power struggle that is really about so much more than money. I personally have never had to make financial decisions with another person, and so taking things really slow and having many transparent and ongoing conversations about money is really helping me. What we've done is agree on a budget for our joint expenses, and we've been tracking against that using Mint so we can continue to refine this budget. Next year, we plan to create savings and investment goals that we both contribute to each month. Anything outside of that is fair game and allows us both to maintain an element of independence. Regardless of the actual tactics we decide to implement, we recognize that, again, how we manage our money together is a reflection of what we value. And so most of our conversations thus far have been about aligning on those values and dreaming up common goals. And that's a wrap for another Monday show. Have a great rest of your day and start to your week. And I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.